Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, J.R. Radcliffe, with Initial Reaction Extra, we saw a pretty good football game to kick off the 2015 high school season last night. Homestead traveled to Arrowhead, the Warhawks, one of the favorites to win the Division I state title. They did win the game 28-14. Homestead got a late touchdown to pull a little bit closer. One of our guys who saw the game, Stephen L. Teets, covers Homestead full-time, got to take in the atmosphere out at Arrowhead High School. Steve, I guess just right, I'm just curious, your initial thoughts to the first game of the season. I know one thing we talked about is Homestead. I think we thought they might have a lot of trouble with Arrowhead, and quite honestly, they kind of held their own.
What the most interesting thing about that game was that that Homestead did not back down. Arrowhead, like you said, is a favorite to win a state title this year. By Arrowhead standards, they're huge this year. 18 returning letter winners from a state runner-up team. And Homestead only had like 4 returnees with several coaching changes on top of everything else. So it looked like a mismatch on the outset. But the interesting thing was that Homestead did not back down, especially in the first half. Arrowhead got the initial touchdown, Homestead went on the most impressive 13-play drive and converted the fourth down for a touchdown, and were just a play or two away from going into the half at 7-7. To Arrowhead's credit, they overcame a late first-half turnover, pounded the ball in and got the lead, and then their offensive line just took over in the third quarter. They opened up a quick hitter for Bastion, and then they turned in a very impressive 10-play drive later that opened it up to 3 touchdowns. They looked like what they were supposed to look like. They're experienced. They have really good skill position people. A 3-year quarterback like DeRonzo is going to go a long, long way. But on the opposite side, Homestead had a lot to take away. They continued to hit. They continued to fight. They stopped Arrowhead when Arrowhead had its starters in on its last 3 possessions. Their offense continued to move, even though I think they only have like 1 returning starter on each side of the line. They continued to play physical, even though Arrowhead did win the physical battle. It was interesting. The weight of the world is on Arrowhead this year. You look at the scoreboard, they have the state titles on one side of this score and the state runner-ups on the other side, and that's the expectation for them. Homestead has pretty much the same expectation, except they're probably going to take a step back this year and a deep breath and go for that conference title first and then see what they can do in the playoffs.
I watched the game on TV, and I've talked a lot about, in the past, their offensive line, their quarterback DeRonzo, as you said. I mean, with all the experience they have back. Nick Bastion, to me, was kind of the X factor, the way he performed to go well over 100 yards with a couple touchdowns. Was there anybody else that really surprised you on that, somebody, a name that you hadn't heard before maybe, or somebody who really opened your eyes for either team, for Arrowhead or Homestead?
Who really played really well. He was not a starter last year for Homestead. Was outside linebacker Serafino Legabo. He had 2 or 3 really big hits. He forced the 1 fumble on out of DeRonzo as DeRonzo was breaking away early in the late in the first half. He seemed to be very, very active and all over the field. Also, looks like Homestead may have another find on the defensive line to go along with Josh Miller. Junior Jeremy Alexander had several plays off the interior. Homestead is going to be a work in progress as the season goes along, but they'll be there again for the conference title, and who knows how far they can go in the playoffs.
You know, and Dave Keel is not the only coach to do this, but every year he tries to downplay expectations a little bit, even though Homestead is always routinely up there in the upper echelon. And like you said, maybe this isn't the year that they dominate everybody by any means, but that North Shore Conference race, is it as wide open as it looks? I mean, right now it does not look like there is a favorite at all.
It is a rare year. The three hammers, Cedarburg, Germantown, and Homestead, all took massive graduation hits. That opens the door for somebody like Whitefish Bay. Whitefish Bay has several key skill position people back. If they can get a young offensive line to hold together, I could see them challenging or maybe even usurping all three of those teams and claiming a conference title there.
All right. The 2015 football season is underway.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.